This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let us get reassembled here so we can talk about the top things that you need. That sounds kind of arrogant, though, when I say that, doesn't it? The things you need to know. Who am I to tell you what you need to know? I'll give you the opportunity to
Stephen.
Hear and know. But I know. But
it's your job to tell us what we need to know for the day.
But that sort of sounds arrogant to me. Like, I'm the one who's the arbiter of deciding what's
not
the big
all.
Story.
We're
of the
being
day.
Helpful.
I am. Well, I'm trying to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes, however, what I think is the big story of the day, for example, the FDA or U.S. DA wanting submachine guns. I think that's the big story.
For terrorist corn.
Not, Israel and not Ebola. Although, Richie, we haven't talked about this, and you brought this to our attention yesterday, the situation in Cuba, and now how many people are talking about this secret program, the American government quietly paying off young Latins to travel to Cuba for political purposes, try to stir the pot,
well,
as it were.
Yeah, they were down there to stir the pot, and the two interesting things, it started in 2009 under the Obama administration, and they were basically sending, I don't know why they wouldn't send Cubans, because American Cubans are very interested
in
stirring the pot down there, but they were sending Venezuelans, other Latin American kids down there just to be tourists or to work. Like for an HIV shots, you know, giving out HIV shots for USAID and its contractors. And one of the things I found interesting about this story is these kids, here they are kind of running around trying to identify people who might be helpful in helping us get them to stir the pot. Mm-hmm. They were being paid $5.41 an hour.
Wow. Time for a suit.
How'd you like to go to this spot? And then they were told, don't worry. The Cubans won't physically harm you if you're caught.
Uh-huh.
They're not into getting bad press.
No, of course not.
So you're going to pay me $5.41 an hour to be an undercover spy to kind of crank things up down in Cuba, and you tell me not to worry if I get caught, that they don't want any of the bad press of knocking me around a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Where do I sign up?
The story from yesterday about Lake Erie's algae woes. Apparently water is still not available, although they're treating the water. You know the story about how this may have begun, some say, on factory farms, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the story is that there still isn't. I said this yesterday, and I'll underscore it today, especially after the focus on firearms for the USDA. It's just another play. It reminds me of what happened last year when there was a bill before Congress to make drinking raw milk in our country illegal. USDA came up with all, or the FDA actually, came up with all kinds of old stories. They rehashed old stuff that was 6, 7, 8 years old, one of them 14 years old stats about why it was bad to drink raw milk. Well, the same is true here, although the situation is real, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of hundreds of thousands of people in Toledo who can't drink water because there's algae. Where did it come from? The EPA is trying to get new regulations, and they've been running into roadblocks every time you turn around because the Congress doesn't want it, and people in general, especially those on the farm, don't want it because it's not necessary. So now this story all of a sudden conveniently comes up about, and the EPA stands in line and is first to tell you it's because of farm runoff, and what we're not seeing is a focus on sewage plant sludge. See, blame the farmer, but don't look at what, and I don't know that the farmer, some of the big corporate farms aren't to blame. You won't find me sticking up for them necessarily. But it's too easy, too pat, for the EPA to blame this on farmers when, in fact, there are 4 sewage treatment plants that dump into Lake Erie all around the Toledo Harbor. So how is it that they are being scrutinized? Huh? Is that a good question, at least? Doesn't that make some degree of sense? What's in the sewerage that's coming from these treatment plants?
It looks like they lifted the ban yesterday, though.
Well, you can...
Some residents are still kind of holding out, but the mayor drank some water.
Good for him.
We'll see if he makes it.
All right.
He's that new guy that tastes the food for the king.
Right, exactly. All right. The passing of James Brady will be something we remember and talk about in the next half hour of Good Day. You hear stories from time to time about people finding hidden treasure. Yesterday we were talking about that family off the coast of Florida. Remember that found, what was it, $300,000-$400,000 worth?
Yeah.
Jewelry and stuff. That was
treasure. Treasure, yeah.
Now the story of a woman who she didn't expect anything to happen to her. She found $1,800 savings bonds, worth, what, $1,400? She found them in a book, a used book. She found them. She didn't want to be identified. She tried to find the owner. And so
right.
Now she still
sure
has
she
not.
Did.
No, really, Richie. It's a good story. She was. She's trying to find. She's always buying books, and her favorite place is this bookstore called Savers. And the bookstore accepts donated books from Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you know, that kind of stuff. There's a lot of books in there. She bought a book. She went home, took a nap. When she woke up, her husband was tossing things at her. The husband was looking at the book, and he said to his wife, "Are these real? They look real to me." $1,800 savings bonds bought in 1998 and 1999. So after she found out they were real, she tried to find out who they belonged to, and she hasn't. You know, if you have a savings bond, you hold it, you own it. You could cash it. These people could very easily go to the bank and cash these out.
And it's not registered. I mean, it's not like there's a serial number that they register it to you.
No.
But some of them have a person's name on them, though.
The old ones?
Some of the savings bonds,
Yeah, these do. They just can't find the person's
name. Oh, the person's name. Okay.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so she's trying to find who's savings. I don't know how you prove it. But good luck to her. It just seems to me that that's a good story. And I think I think there's something cool to be said for that. So congratulations to her. And we try and find more often than not some of these good stories that hopefully have a good ending to them. Speaking of finding an ending to something, Israel and Hamas, at it or not, has this stopped? Pamela Falk, who's the CBS News foreign affairs analyst, will join us in a moment to analyze the latest in the ceasefire news from the Middle East here on Good Day.
The results described should not be considered as guarantees of your actual earnings or profits. Results not typical. Check terms and conditions for income disclosures.
How would you like to work from home, be your own boss, and make great money working online on your own time? These people saw the opportunity and took it.
Working online changed my life. I was able to get out of my high-pressure corporate job. It all started with HomeIncomeOnline.com.
I love that I'm able to spend more time with my kids while making over $10,000 per month.
Go to HomeIncomeOnline.com today and enter special code 1212 to learn about a multi-billion dollar industry that's just waiting for you to tap into its incredible earning potential. Full and part-time opportunities are currently available.
I just graduated college, and I'm making more money than I ever imagined.
Are you ready to start making real money working online from home? Just go to HomeIncomeOnline.com now and enter special code 2121 to get your risk-free information kit. That's www.HomeIncomeOnline.com, special code 2121.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and I have Pamela Falk with us, who works for CBS News, based at UN headquarters in New York. The essence of the ceasefire taking effect. Does this end the Gaza war, Pamela?
Well, it's difficult to see. I mean, this is another, yet another 72-hour ceasefire. Israeli forces pulled out of the Gaza Strip ahead of the ceasefire, and a minute before the truce began at 8 a.m. local time, Hamas launched a salvo of rockets calling them revenge for Israel's massacre. So it doesn't bode well, but it's...
Whoops.
Yeah, there she goes.
Wow, what happened to that?
I hope she's not over there.
I don't know that we established where she is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Kenny, is she in America or is she over in Israel?
I'm not sure.
I think she's abroad because she had to get our special number to call in. She can call in. She'll call us back in a second.
So we have, I was talking about this app yesterday. I had a meeting in New York with some people, and the folks that I was talking to at this company were Jewish. And we were talking about the contents of the program, and we were talking about the app that Richie put on his iPhone, which when there is
an attack,
the red alert goes off, and we did it for 4 or 5 days on the air, just leaving in the background of the studio where Richie was, so every time there was a missile attack, you'd understand how frequently these things were going on, and then whether we underscored it or not, the Iron Dome that the Israelis have created technologically over their country went into effect. So after, when you would hear that noise, when you'd hear that siren-y sort of sound, it was pretty unique. There was, at that same time, a missile launching. The Israelis would find where the missile was coming from, and they'd shoot it down. I think 98% of all the missiles were shot down because of the Iron Dome. But still, pretty interesting.
It was amazing to have this app open. I just left it open on my desk for a few days. Every four or five minutes, boom. Shelled, right. Getting rockets.
All right, so we got Pamela back in. Pamela, you in Israel, by the way? I didn't ask you where you were, really.
No, I'm not. No, I'm on assignment in Europe, and so the cell phone system sometimes doesn't work. But
right.
Where we left off was there are Gaza conflicts that are straining U.S.-Israel relations, and so that makes it very difficult. Israel is very upset with the United States and with the demands of the United States. But right now, except for the fact that there was an attack just minutes before the truce went into effect by Hamas, that it seems pretty quiet.
We won't bother, but tell her thanks if she tries to get through again. I think what I find most interesting from the United States, for those who are here, how this affects us in our country, the State Department condemning the strike on the school over this past weekend, saying, quote, it was appalled by this disgraceful act. And by doing that, it sort of gives vent to what has been mounting American anger, government anger, aimed at the Israeli government. And one, when you look at this blunt language, understands the anger, if that's what it is, the lack of values that are shared by the Obama administration and Netanyahu. Netanyahu was much closer to George Bush philosophically and to others who are to the right. And so these people that are in Washington now are to the left. And so there seems to be every chance when Secretary of State Kerry is over there supposedly on peacemaking. I mean, it's great to put both sides together. That's important. Remember when that was done when Bill Clinton was president? You saw hands of Arafat shaking Prime Minister. I'm trying to remember who the Prime Minister was at that time. A little short guy with black.
Are you ready for this?
What?
Apparently, when Kerry was on the phone trying to negotiate an end to the Gaza conflict, the Israeli spy agency was hacking his phone.
Yeah, right. Good for them.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Well, we did it. We've done it all over the world. Why shouldn't they're as good technologically as we are?
What do you think they heard? I'd like a large with pepperoni, please.
Yeah, right. What do we got for my big nose? Can we fix that somehow?
Stop.
Oh, excuse me.
Nice.
I didn't say who's big nose. 21 after the hour now, conversationally. This is the Good Day program. Hello. And
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Through here in the next few minutes, the top five songs from this date, 1985. Where were you and what were your plans for the day, for your life, for the year, etc., etc.? Glory Days was a good pop hit for Bruce. I don't think Roberta likes this song specifically.
No,
Roberta,
really not a fan of it.
Okay.
Because it gets crammed down our throat every time somebody talks about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. Right. There are a lot of other selections.
Sure. I mean, it's
we're presenting the facts.
It's the Stairway to Heaven for Bruce Springsteen.
It's the non-Code Machete song.
Yeah. What? That's something you had for dessert?
The non-Code Machete sign. Those who do not know song.
Oh, you ignorant son of a gun, you. If you like this song, you're an ignorant, no-good anti-Brewster.
That's a baseball song. What's not to like?
Yeah.
It's a good song. Bruce Springsteen, anyway,
shame
number five.
On you for liking one of his most successful pop records.
Yes, right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so we're doing the pop songs, the top five musical list from this week in 1985. Number four belongs to Whitney Houston. You give good love, number four. Number three, good song from Sting.
Comes off of one of my Desert Island albums, Dream of the Blue Turtles.
We were
wrecked on a desert island, and I only had five records. This would be one. Absolutely be one of them.
Meredith and I drove to New York yesterday for a couple of meetings, and we were driving home last night listening to Sirius XM in the 50s and 60s and 70 channels, and she always loves to test me as a former disc jockey, who's the group, what's the name of the song, etc. And she put her hand over the screen on the dashboard, so I wouldn't be able to hear it. And the reason I bring it up now is because often, for whatever the reason, even though there's no good reason for it, I would confuse Sting and the Cars. I did that and have done
wow.
it.
Wow. That's tough
that.
To do.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. I was thinking about Sting when she was playing a Cars song, or the 50s. And
I just happened to be 60s. Talking to my wife and kids as we were driving around yesterday, the Cars, You Might Think, came on.
Yeah.
And I was telling them how ahead of their time the Cars were.
Great.
They were country before alt country was even really around. And you know, there's kind of this new wave alt with these really blues country based licks and whatnot, and just an amazing band. So
So we're going through the top five culturally, musically, just for the heck of it, to put you in the mood wherever you were or what you were doing during this week in 85. I'm sure the subsequent playing of these other two songs will help you out. So number five was Bruce. Number four was Whitney Houston. Number three, Sting. Number two, Paul Young. Sappy song, Sweet. Richie would say it was Sappy.
Good song.
Nice romantic song. Every time you go away.
Every time you go away.
Wow, look at what's number one.
Number one from Tears for Fears.
Let it all out. These are the things I can do without. Come on.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. So again, to review, top five songs this weekend. 1985, Bruce Springsteen at number five with Glory Days. Number four, Whitney Houston, You Give Good Love. Number three, Sting, If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. Number two, Paul Young's Every Time You Go Away. And number one, Tears for Fears. And Shout. This is not Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. It's a different kind of shout. That was a good song, though. Isn't that a great thing?
Great band.
Shout, but Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out. That was a good song. I think that was older than this, though. Isn't it, Kenny? How far back is Shout, Shout, Knock Yourself Out go? You remember?
I don't
know that song.
Don't you?
Must go way back, yeah.
Look that. No. You can look that. 28 after on Good Day.
It's a slow read, but it's a page-turner. I'm Alien Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. The mystery Hidden Moon is set in North Korea, a world where a raised eyebrow is your only guide. What most people say is a tidbit couched in a lie. The book star is Inspector O, tied up in a scary system where one wrong step can send you to a work farm. O knows how to navigate the system. But Big Brother knows all, and poor O can't even have a bowl of noodles in a restaurant without his annoying boss asking about it. There's only one place O seems comfy, his crummy apartment. The government wants to assign him a better one, but O trusts his neighbors, and that means a lot. And O is resourceful. He even has a strategy to blow off steam. He sands down little pieces of wood to nothing, birch when he feels lazy, and oak when he's frustrated. The book is Hidden Moon, and as the plot whittles down, the story shines. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Have a choice. Remember that. You don't have to buy from anybody. You don't have to work at a particular job. You don't have to have a relationship. You don't have to listen to me on the radio. You can decide. You can steer the course that you choose today, where you want to be, what you want to do, how you spend your time. You can decide to alter the course of your life at any time. Nobody can take that away from you in this country. They'll try to take a lot of things away from you, but you decide when to go for it, how to go for it, the essence of whatever it is that you really have your heart set on. What's your heart's desire? Your goal in life. What do you want to do today? What does today stand for you?
How's it get a haircut?
Okay, well, there's one way of putting together your priorities for the day.
I need to get my nails done.
Nails, that's good. Yeah, you sound like the woman in my life. She's big on nails in her hair.
Yeah, you see what Roberta goes through every day.
Right, she
the
has
trials and tribulations
grueling,
of Roberta Fasanelli.
Grueling life. By the way, speaking of that, this woman that I have fallen in love with, Meredith, who is celebrating her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Meredith.
Yeah, she's around doing her usual cyclone in the house, cleaning things up. It's really amazing how all of the pieces are fitting together and how much fun we're having. Yesterday, we drove to New York together, and Charlotte was with us, and I had two meetings. And so we drove down into the area right off Park Avenue, Vanderbilt. You know that area, Roberta, just by the MetLife building and behind Grand Central Station. So I figure we go in here, park the car. She can go have some fun, right. Walk around and do. Couldn't find a place to park.
Yep, I
no places,
I
no place
yeah.
to park. You couldn't find, and I was going to take the train, but I thought I was going to have a meeting.
Were you trying
back,
to find
so
parking on the street, or you couldn't
no,
find a garage?
No, trying to find a parking garage
uh-huh.
to park. Never mind on the street, and because I was just on time, for the meeting. I got out of the car, I went up to the meeting, and I wanted her to come up. And, you know, I love it when she's involved and sort of knows what's going on with the things in my life. And she's a lot of fun. She's very perceptive, listening.
What do you do with a blind dog in New York?
Well, that's the other thing. So Charlotte in the back seat.
I'm just curious here.
Well, Charlotte's fine. Now,
that's the title of a book.
You got a 50-pound blind bulldog in New York City. What are you going to do with
that
thing? Well,
so she couldn't find a place to park. And so she pulls over and takes Charlotte out to have a pee at a tree that's, you know, along the side of the street. Damned if some police officer, and I don't want to say cop because that's really the difference here, comes along. She obviously sees that Meredith is helping Charlotte take a pee. She gives her a $112 ticket
for
parking in a no parking zone. The car's running. This is the only place she can find a place for Charlotte to take a pee, and she gives a $112 ticket.
So if everybody has an excuse why they parked illegally, we should let them off.
No, but the car's running, and obviously this is not. She's not. She didn't leave the car. Leave it there with an up your sign on it. I'm parking here anyway. She couldn't find another place to take the dog out.
She wasn't in the car, so the car could not be immediately moved.
She was within four steps of the car.
Doesn't matter. It says no parking.
Isn't that awful, though? I mean, think about it. It's really, I mean, whether, under any circumstance.
But officer, I'm just running in to deliver this box. I'll be right back.
I'm sorry, Richie. You don't sell me on that. You can try it and say, oh, everybody else.
Everybody's got an excuse, Doug.
I don't think it's an excuse. It was true. She could see that it was true.
No,
I don't see that it's true, but... I mean, where
says,
do we have... Where do you, why is
no
it
parking?
That we're so in your face about stuff like this?
People
No
Manhattan,
rules in New
Doug.
York. If there are no rules in Manhattan, all of a sudden,
chaos.
Total chaos.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
if you don't follow the rules there, you're just going to have a
I don't
mess.
Think it wasn't following the rules. She wasn't trying to be.
She was parked in front of the sign that said no parking, right?
No, there was no parking. There was no sign. It was just an area of a length of a block where actually there were other vehicles that were
there's
parked.
There's no signs. Take it to court. Right. You win.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It just is. Most of the time, people like to go to New York, and New York's a big tourist center. But I just I don't know that would have happened under Bloomberg.
So anyway,
more or less the point I was making.
Basically
about that. But
yeah,
no,
of course it would. Of course it would. Yeah, it would have.
Absolutely would have. It would have been a $150 ticket. So the bottom line is Meredith had to stay with Charlotte the whole time, right?
Yeah, and so she didn't get to do it. And so what a great sport she is. So we came home last night, and I was getting up this morning. I'm looking around. The point that I'm making here in celebrating her birthday is I have three or four little things that will be hopefully nice through the day. But I was trying to find one of those electronic cards, the things that you do, you know, you go to a website and you make up one of those sort of jib-jabby sort of birthday cards. And I'm just not, you know, it's no secret that I'm not great at this. And I looked at how complicated it was. I was actually going to, it was sort of taking the starch out. I was going to ask Kenny to help me do it, but then that wouldn't be me creating it. But you got to take pictures, and you got to sign up for this, and you got to, I've been off and on through the course of the morning. The last
Call me later
hours.
After the show, and I'll get my 10-year-old to do it for you.
Thank you very much for putting me in my place. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch. All right, so there's a study out today, research done on the state. This is back to our healthcare industry in this country and how it's so easy to get sick at hospitals. It's so easy to get bad treatment in hospitals. Instead of worrying about the insurance, why don't we worry about the quality of the care you get when you get into, if you have insurance or don't even, when you go to the hospital? Here's a story that overviews the risks for pregnant women at some hospitals, the low-quality facilities, Roberta. Apparently, we are in this country more in danger than some of the second world and third world countries when it comes to the shape of some of our hospitals, according to the study anyway.
There's a study in a magazine called Health Affairs, and what it found was that for women who are having babies, where she has the baby can make a major difference to her own health. Now, they didn't look at the baby's health. They looked just at maternal health.
Mothers, yeah.
Yeah, just at the mothers. And they said at lower quality hospitals, an average of nearly 23% of the women delivering vaginally experienced a major complication. That's nearly a quarter, and that is compared to 10% of women at the higher graded facilities. So they weren't able to really look at comparisons because they said there really isn't a national database, so to speak, that can tell you, well, what's the higher quality hospital or what's the lower quality hospital. What they looked at basically was at billing costs, and that's how they graded the hospitals. Obviously, a hospital that billed higher was graded as a better hospital, a hospital that billed lower as a more lower class hospital or public hospital. But they did find major differences in the health quality of the mother after they've given birth, depending on the grade of the hospital. Not really, and there could be a lot of what ifs in a study like this. So could the mothers who are using what they call the lower grade hospitals actually have lower health to begin with because they are in a lower economic bracket and they don't have the access to health care or prenatal care that they should have had to begin with? Yeah. So there's a lot of ifs in this study, but does it surprise me? I don't think so.
Yep. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Richie or Roberta at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Kenny, what issues are you following on our social media that are of interest and importance? Some new wrinkles on things that may or may not be new today.
A couple of comments about a story we were talking about earlier with the U.S. Department of Agriculture trying to get their hands on submachine guns.
And
Ted says the fact that these people are seeking these weapons is reason enough to keep it from them.
Okay, sir, but now I could argue with that.
That's very good.
That's very pithy. What else?
Dave says, I think if you're viewing this as a left versus right issue, you're missing an important opportunity for common ground. There is no reason for these agencies to be armed, no matter which side
you're
on.
Period. What the law we've published, or we've put up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, a way for you to sign a petition to support the bill that is before Congress now to basically take away from a lot of these agencies the power that they have. They were given in 2002 by an adjunct of the Patriot Act. It gives them the right to have these guns, these weapons, which most people with any common sense think they ought not to have. So it's a bill that would sort of take apart one piece of the Patriot Act, right? Isn't that the essence of it? If I understand it correctly, I think that's it.
They're backing up. It was instituted for the Patriot Act so that government agencies, the Office of Internal Affairs could... was it Internal Affairs? OIG. AIG.
AIG. I don't know.
So that they could carry guns. And
Assistant Inspector General. Okay.
Yeah.
What other comments you have on this? This is one of the most wonderful things that we should be talking about this week. Absolutely. In the focus. What else you got, Kenny?
Mary Ann says, oh, my God, guns to arrest a store owner for selling raw milk. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't a citation and a court date be more appropriate?
Well, that isn't even appropriate, but yeah, you would think that would be the case. Yes. Right. Any others, Kenny?
One more. Matt says, the more the feds arm up, the more I arm up. Why does some hamburger inspector need a machine gun?
Yep, that's it in a nutshell. Yes.
Good luck getting your bullets.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. By the way, our poll today has to do with this computer screenshot that sold on eBay for $90,000. I'm still spinning about that one. I don't even really understand what this is about, Kenny. What in the world? A computer screenshot of something that's of value. I understand paying for the thing of value, but a computer screenshot of it?
Right. This an anonymous member of the anonymous 4chan group that does a lot of the hacking. We've heard stories about them getting into different things and stuff. Wrote this three lines about art. and then took a screenshot of it and framed that screenshot and put it on eBay. And people who like what 4chan does and were fans or thought this was really cool or for whatever reason, 45 people were bidding on this, and wow, it went for $90,000.
Our poll today, I mean, I don't even begin to understand that.
How much you want to bet the U.S. government bought it so that they can study it?
You think?
Well,
or some other hacking agency that wants to see what is on the screen and deem what kind of information that they can get out of it to be able to advance their efforts.
The really funny thing about this is that somebody took a screenshot of this when there was the winning bid and it was sold, and they put that on eBay, and the bidding for that is up to $50,000.
My really? God. Wow, who has this kind of dough? The poll today at DougStefan.com, what's the most you've ever spent for a single item on eBay? A, over $1,000, B, between $500 and $1,000, C, between $100 and $500, D, between $50 and $100, E, less than $50, F, I've never bought anything on eBay. Maybe I put in parentheses successfully, because I had nothing but trouble with eBay. I have no use for eBay. I think it's a horrible... Just nothing but trouble. I think they're too difficult. I think they're way too inflexible. I just didn't like my experience. That's the way you always have that, whatever the reflection is on your own experience. Our poll yesterday had to do with you eating bacon. How often do you eat bacon? 32% of you said rarely. 26% of you said once or twice a month. 13% of you said once or twice a week. Wow. 11% said, I can't remember the last time I had bacon. 10% said, I'm eating bacon right now. Good for you. 6% said almost every day, and 3% said, I never eat bacon. I have, every once in a while, to get off the wheel, I have a BLT. I put onions on it, a little pickle, a little light, and just a strip of bacon because it gives it some flavor. And I kind of enjoy that in the summertime, frankly. It's a nice, just a little bread, but a lot of bacon. It's hard to digest. That stuff's really hard to go down. It's 11, no, where is it, Richie? We're at 12 before the hour. That's a good day program. Hello.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. The first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And Fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Nutella. In honor of the 50th anniversary of Nutella hazelnut spread, the brand is embarking on a food truck tour that will stop in select U.S. cities from now through October 2014. At each stop on the Nutella Spread the Happy truck tour, fans can taste complimentary samples of Nutella with a variety of food pairings while supplies last. Fans will also have an opportunity to show their love of Nutella on social media, play interactive games, and participate in Nutella-branded gear giveaways while supplies last. Eric Berger, Senior Brand Manager for Nutella at Ferrero USA.
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Nutella with the Nutella Spread the Happy truck tour. From now through October, the Nutella brand is touring cities across the U.S. to share the happiness that Nutella brings with each bite. We are thrilled to celebrate with our fans and give them an opportunity to sample the many ways in which Nutella can be enjoyed.
For more information, visit NutellaUSA.tumblr.com. I'm Wes Benter.
All right, so here's a perfect example of somebody hearing half of what I say.
Yeah.
I got an email from a guy named Brian Funakane. who wrote to me, I think all the problems in the world can be traced to people with dark skin and big noses.
Oh, good
you
Lord.
You nailed it, Dud. Now we have to come up with a final solution, signed your pal, Adolf. I have never once in my life, never mind said it, even thought it. You do hear me refer to the people in the Middle East who have created problems because of their religious differences, who are all the same, and I have referred to them as dark-skinned, big-nosed people, because that's what they are. The people in the Mediterranean who are all brothers under one God but have decided to form different religions, they are responsible for the problems that have been created here. But the way this guy writes it, I'm sort of getting a kick out of it, frankly. Thank you for paying almost close attention to what I said, sir. I appreciate it. 51 after the hour.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You know, there's going to be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. Just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals.
By the way, why are we wearing bras on our heads?
Ceremonial.
Yeah. I understand that. Weird Science by the band Oingo Boingo.
Great.
From the movie Weird Science, number one movie during this week in 1985.
We're
all about 85.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
So who is that? What actress is that?
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah.
Ah, the lady
and
in red.
She looked amazing in this movie.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. All right, so that's where we get started. Movie.
But Ken.
Music brings us into movie moments, but Ken.
Ken. Mm-hmm. You left out my favorite line. Right in the jewels? The family jewels? Right in the jewels.
That's a little juvenile, Richie, for this program.
We're it's so great.
Much more mature than that. 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. He wants to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy or whatever that movie was. We got a couple of other Marvel stories here. It's a Marvel This Morning on Good Day.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Pivot example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equalizing lender license and all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Bass. It was Boston.
All right, women in the theater or women in movies, Roberta. The boss at Marvel is being asked by reporters when there's going to be an all-female superhero movie. And there is an all-female Ghostbusters movie that's being prepared, well, apparently. Chucker.
So political correctness comes to superhero movies.
Well, let's start one at a time. On Sunday night, a story broke that Paul Feig, who specializes in female-driven comedies like Bridesmaids, which was a terrific movie, The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy, which was a big box office hit, he reportedly pitched the idea to Sony of doing an all-female-driven Ghostbusters 3 will be a reboot or a sequel to the first two. Most likely it would feature Melissa McCarthy because he's used her in two films. What do you think of that idea? Do you like that idea?
She's horrible no matter what she's in, so that doesn't drive it for
she's
me.
She's funny in that Sandra Bullock
movie. So I see you're a big fan.
Yeah, a big fan, yeah. Okay, what else?
So it's not people demanding an all-female superhero movie. It's just the idea was there.
Yeah, another story broke yesterday. Okay. Sony is eyeing a female-driven spinoff from the Amazing Spider-Man franchise and would have a storyline featuring a female superhero set in the Spider-Man universe. That movie slated to come out in 2017.
So who would play that character?
There's no announcement who the character is going to be as of yet, and no actress has been cast as of yet. It's certainly an interesting idea. Sony's also going to do a movie called Sinister Six, which is going to feature six major Spider-Man villains in one movie. That's going to come out in 2015.
Whatever happened to Wonder Woman?
The interesting part about this is that there's no announcement. Most likely, the character of Spider-Man will not appear in either of these films, which I find pretty.
Was Wonder Woman a Marvel? That's a good question, Richie. Was Wonder Woman a Marvel comics or comic book character?
No, they were talking about bringing her back.
She's a DC comic character. She's going to appear in the Batman Superman movie.
She is. Who's playing that?
She is. I forget the woman's name, but she was in the Fast and the Furious franchise. She's very attractive. A lot of people are down on her because they think she's a little too slim to play the part, but I think it's good casting.
I need
Linda Carter was in here last month. She still looks good.
There you go. Richie's all about looking good. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man here on Movie Moments on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.